come up with their creative thinking on the spot. So sometimes you require them to brood over those ideas, think about those ideas, take those ideas back home and discuss them the next day. So that idea, that frame, that much time has to be allocated to the employee. That much period has to be given to the employees. So another important element for implementing a successful participative style management is to integrate visible kind of employee integration and suggestions into their final decisions. So every month we could have, every day we could have suggestions being taken, and those suggestions which are viable and which have been implemented, we could make a chart and keep that ready for ready reference also, that these many ideas have been taken by the employees and by this employee, reward him, and those ideas could be projected and that idea could be projected in the organization and made him as a star of the month. So employees need to know that they have made some contribution to their organization, and how has their contribution helped the organization, maybe in monetary terms, in non-monetary terms. If it's come up with some simple idea and if it's helped the organization, how has that helped your organization? If the management was trying, if you're working for a bottling company and you want to remove all the unbottled the bottles which does not have a liquid in it outside and throw them out of this particular trail or trailing. But what happens is you are planning to have a very expensive machine which costs in 2 crores, and you want to implement that in the organization so that all the unused bottles are being sucked up. For this, if you have a simple implementation plan, one of the employees could say that we could just have one blower or a fan which is being put in, and all the unused, unfilled bottles are being thrown out of the system rather than being passed on the trolley or the trailer. Simple idea. If implemented by the organization, you do not need to invest into a 2 crore machinery. You just need to listen to your own employees. So employee, if you are implementing the idea of the employee, you should be giving some share to the employee also, some reward, some appreciation from your end, so that the employee feels valued and the employee feels good. Sometimes even presenting several alternatives, and from those alternatives, if there's one idea which could be thought, even that could be put across as an alternative. So if the employee's first choice is not feasible, the manager could ask him, please think over again and come back. So rather than completely ignoring the inputs from the employee, we could ask them to work upon more. We could also give them options. We could also tell them why the first idea was not could not be implemented, or what were the drawbacks because of which we could not come and implement those particular ideas. So when an idea or a decision is not acceptable, managers should also provide an explanation. Now, if managers are, you know, continuously striking down or repeatedly asking the employee not to implement a particular idea, so there would be distrust or disrespect. Thus, participative management would not be working in. But if you are explaining why you are rejecting that idea, which is a logical, rational explanation, then it might work. So the key is to build confidence, it is to build in trust, it is to ensure that decisions are becoming more creative and very sound eventually. Now there are certain concerns and areas which we need to look into participative management. So participative management is not a very magical kind of a pill that you just pop in a pill and anything which is wrong with the organization you become fine. No. Managers should carefully weigh what are the pros and what are the cons, what are the advantages and what are the disadvantages. So before we implement this particular style, we should also look at the concerns or the causes which are the areas in which we need to check. Now managers must also realize that changes will not take overnight. Okay, now it will require consistency, it will require patience before employees begin to see how serious is the management about employee involvement. It's just not that you're just popping a pill and everything becomes fine. You're just coming up with a new idea and you just say that tomorrow we are starting with participative management. It is not going to work out. Employees require trust to be built over a period of time. Employees will see if others are participating into it. No one wants to be left out. No one wants to feel dejected. No one wants to just give in their ideas and wait back for the time frame and say, okay, this is going to take some time, this is going to take some time and some more time. So we require results. We require an understanding that what is, why is, and how and when would be my idea implemented in the organization. Okay. Once the idea has been taken up, it has to be reached up to top management, how we could be implementing, or if it is going to take some time, how much time would that be really taking? Participative management is probably the most difficult style to practice. It's very easy to speak about, but very difficult to be put across. So it's not only challenging for the managers, but also for the employees. So when an employee, it's very important that managers allow the employees to participate in decision making and to encourage the involvement of organization's direction. When I mean direction, I mean the vision of the organization, the goal of the organization. So managers must be in sync with the potential of the employees. How much are they willing to spend in more time? What are the kind of solutions that they're coming up with? And if there is less time required to complete certain work, how can we do that? If there is a way of easing out work, if there is a way of minimizing the number of steps involved in doing some tasks, how can we implement that in the organization? So if we are planning to shift in from an automated plant from a semi-automated plant to a completely automated plant. Now, this is a major kind of decision which we need to take in. But if we speak that to our employees, probably we'll be able to come up with some solution which might help not only not just removing people or not just laying off people, we could avoid the situation altogether. We could also ensure that the progress of the organization happens and everyone is in loop in what happens in the organization. So while it's very important that managers allow the employees to participate in decision making, it is also to ensure that it is in sync with the goal of the organization. Now, upper level management will not support participative program if they believe that employees are not meeting their goals or not meeting their monthly or weekly targets which are being allocated. So some suggestions for overcoming this particular potential problem that management might feel that instead of taking care of their own responsibility, they would now start thinking more strategically and operations would might take a back step. We could ask the managers and the workers to share their ideas, to allow them to work on their ideas during the time where they have some lack period or they have some time free. So during that time, during those days of the week, they could be working on their innovative ideas. They could be coming up with their programs which might help the organization. Now, it might also be that some of the managers allow their employees to set up individual appointments to suggest in more ideas or to come up with more appointments. So they could work on their own also. So instead of entrepreneurs who are people who are starting their own business outside, we could have intrapreneurs. We could have people working on their own ideas within the organization also. So managers should remember that participative management is always not appropriate way to give in, to handle a particular situation. There are times where we need to draw a line that it is not appropriate and we need to come up with different way of dealing with it. Now employees, they often respect their managers and they use his or her authority to make in decisions whenever it is possible and whenever it is needed. So there are times when the manager, it's very important to be in charge, to take in decisions. There should be one person who takes in decision and also accepts that he has taken that particular decision or made that particular choice. Now, participative management is probably not very appropriate when you need to take in strict disciplinary action. Now, in this case, probably there's one person who's committed some mistake, or there is a group of people who have committed something which was not ethical, which was way beyond the protocol of the organization. Now, in this way, when you need to take in harsh decisions, probably participative management is not the way to go. This is not the way how the organization would be functioning. So when managers, in this particular way, probably you would need to be authoritarian, and because you're authoritarian, you're not indulging into anyone's ideas. You are the one who would be responsible for taking in those ideas forward. Now, when managers are looked upon as their own job, as a privilege instead of a responsibility, they will fail at making participative management work. Now, you feel that you are the king, you rule the place, and because I rule the place, I will not make anyone else work or enter my terrain. And because I don't let anyone else enter my terrain, it becomes difficult for employees to feel a part of the organization. So some would be less willing to work in to the decisions of their subordinates. Because it's the decision has come in from the lowest rank, then you would not be willing to take such steps. You would not like to take in decisions which are being taken by someone else. And coming from lower ranks, you feel that it's not a brilliant idea. Must be brilliant, but how could I not think about that idea? And sometimes you feel that delegating some idea, or simply I just shrug off from a responsibility and give my idea to someone, doesn't work. Participative management is much more and way beyond that call. Participative management alone does not have its value. It's a very effective tool to solve its problems and meeting goals. But apart from it, organization has to have its own effective way of working. And some managers also believe that if they are having joint meetings and they have a form of commitment which will create successful participative program, so these measures are successful only when the employees' ideas are being implemented by the managers. Now, the larger the organization, it becomes very difficult to institute or to start in participative management style. Larger organizations, so you have a very tall kind of structure, more layers, more level, and it's very complicated kind of communication. So it becomes very difficult to voice in, it becomes difficult to put in your ideas. So raising or registering your options, making suggestions to a diverse group, to many managers at the same time, that's the fear which comes in. That's where you lose your confidence, that's where you lose your voice within the group. So you need to be very strong. You need to come out with your ideas as employees. So critics, they argue that unions are often very effective than participative kind of leadership. So employees, because unions easily put in their ideas, and unions are not threatened by bureaucratic organizations. So it becomes easier to manage through unions. But unions are seen as a threat by many organizations, whereas participative management is not where you unionize yourself. This is where you are putting across your idea with clarity, and you are maintaining your identity at the same level and with the same group of people. The participative management programs can be threatened often by office politics and due to hidden agendas that people have, peer pressure that we have. Employees may keep their opinions to themselves and they do not want to tell it to anyone. So they feel that their ideas will not work. Managers also play a part in politics when they implement participative management. So programs to impress their own boss, but they have no intention of meeting their bosses, or politics comes into picture where you know, we have a participative kind of management, but this is just to ourselves. We are not going to discuss it. So many companies, they have experienced a very positive effect of participative management also. So employees are more committed to their experiences in terms of job satisfaction, and they are allowed to work in participative decision making. So organizations have reported that productivity has significantly increased or improved when they are using in participative style of management, and it's not very easy to implement this particular program. The challenges which we face is not, we cannot implement it overnight. It's not a magic pill. And managers would only be successful if we remember that it takes a lot of time, careful planning before we could be able to see any results. So starting with smaller projects, we could look in for results and we could believe that there are sincere and trustworthy way of getting things done. Now, there are certain methods of and techniques of participation, and many organizations, they are using these particular programs, and different programs have one major objective. How do we ensure employee participation? So participation management is basically the process where subordinates are significantly giving a degree of their decision with their immediate superiors. Now, the different programs that we could have is work committee. Now, according to the Industrial Dispute Act 1947, it was established for works committee in establishing or employing hundreds and more workers. So, legislation thus made it compulsory for organizations to ensure employee participation. The works committee consists of equal number of members of workers as well as employees. The main function of work committee is to promote measures so that it's securing and preserving the cordial relationships between employers and workers, workers and other workers, and also between the workers and the employers. So we are trying to have cordial relationship between each of them. And the task is to ensure smooth functioning without any friction between management and workers at all levels. Now, unions consider these particular committees as a threat. Threat to the existence, rather than they prefer to talk to these committees rather than to the union. So there's a lack of interest among workers in the works committee as they concentrate only on minor issues and major issues would not be discussed. So they do not feel it is worth participating in. Co-partnership. Now this is another interesting method where every employee is paid a share profit of the in the form of shares or of the organization. So as the company is progressing, employees themselves would be progressing. So even though they are not paid in cash, workers become shareholders of the company in which they are employed in. So being the shareholders of the company, you are entitled to participate in management. They receive dividends of their shares. Problem with this particular method or the disadvantage of this particular method is that employees are not interested in co-partnership and they want the share of profit in cash. So they refuse to accept the shares of the company and give up their rights for co-partnership. Becoming employee directors. Now under this method, we have one or two representatives of workers who are nominated by the board of directors of the company. So they have the same privilege and the same authority as that of the directors, but and they are working with the organization. So this could be the employee directors. Another method, but this particular method also has its con. Many directors, they are ignorant, work directors are ignorant. What is their real role? And if they get into conflict with the other board members, they are not being able to put forth their ideas clearly. And there is not much clarity in their role, the perceived role and the actual role which they are committing into. Joint management councils. Now, under this system, under this particular system, there are equal number of representatives from the employers and workers. So councils, they discuss various matters concerning the working of the company, the decision making of the councils, which is advisory in nature. The council generally discusses matters relating to working conditions, prevention of accidents, indiscipline, and in case of training, council gives in their opinion also. You could also have suggestion schemes. So, as the name suggests, it's all about coming up with formal programs to invite individual employees to make their suggestions for work improvements. So, suggestions are then sorted out as per their application, what is the cost and how much is the benefit. And we check that particular cost-benefit ratio. Employees whose suggestions result out in cost saving for the organization, they are given monetary rewards, and which is in proportion with the company's savings. So limitation of this method is that there is a possibility of employees that they feel dejected, and if there is a delay in the process of suggestions, or if there are certain ideas which appear good and they are rejected, then employees do not feel good. Company leadership support. The foundation of participative management is how well as the board of management and the executives, how well are they supportive to this idea? Leadership, what is the culture of the organization? If it's a very closed kind of organization where ideas are not freely given in, participative management will definitely not work. So in steering this initial engagement, in continued participation of the program, it is required that company leadership support is constantly there. The tone is being set, the tone is being established by the leader of the organization, and they must be encouraged to support each other's effort to utilize corporate wellness program. And it is extremely important for management to create an environment that is suitable for engagement as well as participation. Now, in other words, management needs to create a program that actually makes it easy to participate in human nature and not to find excuses of not to participate in it. So it's very important that the company stays behind and invests into wellness and facilitates into participation. Employee engagement. Now, once the management side is ready and corporates are willing to get into the programs, you have a plan to engage into their employees, and how we keep in mind what are the variety of options and how we would be working those options. So there are certain suggestions that you can come up with and specifically design your workforce. Educating your employees. By educating your employees, especially the ones who are sedentary or into non-wellness program, you can draw their attention to this program. So it might help become very successful to the health of the organization. Sedentary population of your workforce needs to know or understand what are the benefits of living style, or what are the healthy choices that they could have, and how they could implement those choices within their scenario. So this will be very challenging to the group, but once you do it, it's very rewarding. Incentives. Now, depending on the culture of your company, it can be a fundamental method to engage your employees into a wellness program, especially when the incentive is monetary. But to keep in mind that we also need to have temporary motivation. The goal is to create long-term positive behavioral changes. On-site fitness program. Whether you have a fitness center within your company or you can hire someone for this fitness assessment. So, personal training or to teach classes, this shows that each employee that you are serious about those fitness programs. So, you could have trainers come over, you could have some fitness professional who is teaching everyone about the right way of implementing your exercises. And once the employee engages into a fitness program, you'll be able to give in better insights about work and life and exhibit more positive outlook towards yourself, your personality and your work culture. So there are two ways of benefits of the employees and company. So it's a win-win situation for the organization. keeping your consistent participation once your employee decides to engage into the corporate wellness program, the next step is to ensure consistent participation. And research has shown that there are three P's in participation which leads to success of any program. Presence. Highly trained, goal-oriented fitness personnel on site to facilitate this particular program. So a fitness professional can provide education, support, motivation to your workforce. Programming. Now, programming is the second P. It cuts down edge programming. It gives execution of the services that are the initiatives which are there and interest to your corporate wellness program. It offers a variety of top programs in fitness world and it draws your audiences through your workforce. Promotion. Promoting your wellness programs with targeted internal marketing so that your educational value, it helps to create corporate wellness, and there are many avenues to market your workforce, which includes newsletters, informational, educational emails, social media, all of them help in. Combining your presence, programming your promotions, and how will it drive to participation? So it results in increasing the intention, it reduces the attrition rate or the turnover rate. Consistent participation is very important because employees participate and they will experience results also. The results in turn need to be continued in participation of the organization. So ultimate goal of the company is to believe that behavioral change has to occur and engaging all employees, especially sedentary population, into healthy lifestyle for the company, and there has to be multitude benefits that they can offer to their workforce as well as for the return on investment for the company. So this was all about employee participation and how we could be implementing the entire program, how this particular wellness program was being implemented in the organization. So thank you for your patient listening.